Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Coming up, what not to do when and if you're passed up for that promotion.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Financially, many people are probably of the mindset that they should be making a little bit more than what they currently bring in. And perhaps every year we expect or at least hope for a promotion. However, as we well know, that is never guaranteed. As disappointing as not getting a raise may be, it might be wise not to bite the hand that breads your butter. Perhaps there's a right way to handle being passed up for that promotion. Here with some tips on what not to do is Adam Ochstein. He's the founder and CEO of StratEx, the human resources technology and consulting firm. He joins us on the line right now. Welcome, Adam.
Thanks, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
So we all hope for a promotion. It's never guaranteed. And there's important things to consider when you deal with that disappointment.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's a personal element that's wrapped up in it and tied to your ego, who you are, you know, et cetera. You know, you tell everyone around you, maybe the organization or friends and family. And when you find out you didn't get it, it's almost like being left at the altar, right? Because you have this sense that, you know, this is who I am. I want to get it. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of disappointment associated with that.
Right. Now, what's the most important thing to do first when you're dealing with that disappointment?
Well, to me, the first thing I would do is look at why you actually wanted that promotion to start out with,
okay.
Right? So, you know, was it that your manager said, hey, I think you'd be good at this. You should put your hat in the ring. Did you have family and friends saying, you know, or a spouse pushing you, you need to get promoted, you need to get promoted, you need to make more money? Were you doing it for the money? Or, like, are you doing it because you really wanted the position that you're actually after, right? So if it's the former, then maybe, you know, take an assessment that it's a good thing you didn't get promoted because it's not what you wanted to do. If it's something you really wanted to do, then the next decision point you make is you take a look at the company. Is this organization that I really wanted this promotion for? Is there going to be other opportunities like that are going to exist in the foreseeable future? Is this a promotion that there's only one spot, and if I don't get it, then I'm going to have to stand in line behind the guy who's roughly the same age as me, and there's not going to be an opportunity like that for another 10, 15, 20 years? Or is there going to be other opportunities within the organization that I'll have something similar to do? And if that's a scenario, then I think you can start doing things like sitting down with your manager and saying, what can I do differently to get promoted? Because I really wanted that. I thought I'd be really good at it.
Right.
It's something that I wanted to do. It's aligned with my skill sets. What can I do to better myself so the next time that opportunity comes up, I can, you know, have a really good shot of getting that position?
Right. It's important to do that introspection. Now that you've done that, what's the next step?
The biggest thing is be a professional. Don't blame your manager. Don't, you know, take a break from working hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't brush it off like, oh, it's no big deal. Just understand that it is a big deal and that, you know, you didn't get it. And if you have a good manager and it's a good organization, they're going to tell you why you didn't get it and what you need to do next time. Or they'll be hopefully honest and transparent and say, listen, Tanya, you're great, but you're never going to get that opportunity at this company.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can determine whether or not you actually want to stay there or do something else, or is it time for you to move elsewhere?
Right. And another thing to consider is you want to be supportive of, you know, those lucky enough to get a raise. What have you found in terms of the best way to go about doing that?
Just to be a team player and realize that chances are the people that are around you, there's such a blending of between work and personal life these days. I mean, you know, there is no real separation. For most people in a professional setting, right? So these are people that, you're grabbing beers with, you're grabbing lunch with, you might have weekend plans with. So they're still your friends, and hopefully the person who got the position instead of you, you're genuinely happy for them. You're disappointed that you didn't get it, but you're happy for that individual, and you're going to do everything in your power to help them out, because if it's an organization you want to work with, chances are the better you act and handle like a professional, the higher probability that the next opportunity that comes along, they're going to say, that's a team player. We want to give them that shot next.
Great tips, all important things to remember. Adam Ochstein, thanks very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Remember, you can check out more podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. We're also on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and follow us on Twitter as well for the very latest updates. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.